What's in the news? Battleground, Ohio.
If you get up at 7 a.m., by what time have you heard your first ad?
Probably like 7:03.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News, and people who live in Ohio are getting bombarded with campaign ads, perhaps like no place else.
You have no job.
In Hillary Clinton's America, this is my way of life.
It's seemingly nonstop.
I mean, it's annoying.
Voters Betty Drake,
robocalls,
and Linda Merriam are just two of the many under siege.
Overwhelming with ads, overwhelming with calls, overwhelming with nonstop political stuff.
That other political stuff is often a knock at the door.
I work for the Hillary Clinton campaign.
No time for that.
Actually, my husband chased her away.
It's a state that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump desperately want to win.
Over the last 4 months, the two campaigns have spent more than $32 million on ads in Ohio.
Is it all worth it? Professor Jason Buckler at Ohio's Case Western Reserve University wonders.
When you have as many ads as voters in Ohio see, the marginal benefit of every additional ad is basically nothing.
But with 2 weeks to go, it's not going to stop.
I'm Donald Trump.
And I approve this message.
It seems clear many voters, like Betty Drake, don't approve of all this attention.
It's a lot of noise for nothing.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe, CBS News.